It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Educators in Colorado can start getting the COVID-19 vaccine starting today. But right now, it's not clear how well each district will be able to connect the state's more than 55,000 teachers with vaccinations. Vignesh Ramachandran has more.
The largest school district in the state, Denver Public Schools, started vaccinating some staff last week and is working with Children's Hospital to help teachers schedule appointments. But like almost all protocols during the pandemic, the vaccine rollout varies from district to district. In Grand Junction, teacher Kevin LeDuc was lucky enough to get both doses when the state initially moved to the 1B priority list.
The best education is here in the classroom, and all teachers know that. It's just in some areas, it's not as safe as others because of the way COVID is being spread so quickly.
Governor Jared Polis says teachers should work with their employers to get the vaccine. For CPR News, I'm Vignesh Ramachandran.
Many immigrant families and advocates are focused on immigration and the new presidential administration. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose is on an immigration subcommittee. He took questions from constituents Friday.
There's, of course, an unprecedented level of support for fixing our antiquated and dysfunctional immigration laws, but there's also strong opposition, a lot of fear and misunderstanding of this issue.
President Biden has sent legislation to Congress that would create a pathway to citizenship for 11 million immigrants. CDOT is planning to rebuild the rest area on I-70 at Vail Pass, and it wants your input. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
If you stopped at the busy rest area on the east side of Vail Pass lately, you probably know that the 40-year-old building is in rough shape. It doesn't have enough parking, and it can't treat wastewater fast enough to meet demand. So CDOT plans to spend about $11 million to rebuild it, hopefully by the summer of 2022. The public can give their feedback on what they want that to look like through the middle of this month. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Parts of Rocky Mountain National Park will soon temporarily close to protect nesting raptors. The closure, starting February 15th, is earlier than usual because of high nesting activity last year. The same cliffs that eagles, hawks, and falcons like to nest in also appeal to humans, rock climbers. The Park Service says cooperation with climbers is essential to successful raptor nesting. Some areas will be closed through the end of July.